investment works.
Principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, here we are on our final day of the week with the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining us again. Now, it's kind of a variety of different topics. It's going to be random today, but I want to start right here. And that's where we should always put our feet, folks. Patriots, Christians alike. Matthew chapter 7. This is what Christ said. And this verse was going, I was listening to the Bible, actually, when I was driving to pick somebody up today. And this is how it starts in chapter 7, the Gospel of Matthew, the first book in those Gospels. Read it. Judge not that ye be not judged. And I had rewound it and I listened to it again just to make sure that I'm hearing it right, because it seems to be one of the most popular scripture verses out there. I mean, people don't even read their Bible. They got that one memorized. Or they misconstrue it. They say, thou shall not judge, or you can't judge me, or they turn it into hip-hop songs, like Tupac did, and said, you can't judge me, only God can judge me. And yes, he does. He will do that. But in a society, we are accountable. To whom? Well, to our neighbors, wouldn't you think? We live together. We abide together. And if we want peace, there has to be judgment. When the police officer pulls over a person who's recklessly driving and he's drunk, does that man turn to the cop and say, don't judge? Or does the person, the pedestrian, with the little child that was about to cross the street that almost got hit by that drunk man, come up to the police officer and say, you can't judge him? No, in judgment we protect life. Listen to more specifically what Christ is talking about. I watched the debates last night. There's some good stuff on there. A lot of repeated stuff. And I'm waiting for the person who can speak and say it how it really is. You know, a number of the candidates are so nice. When they get the question, and they're asked a black and white question, they have the opportunity to deliver a black and white answer. And they kind of sidestep a little bit and smooth it over. And I'm thinking about some of the others who pass judgment upon each other. And then they get a spoonful of it themselves. And that's what Christ is saying here. Judge not, lest you be judged. Who is he speaking to? For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. Why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye? You know, the little speck, the piece of sawdust. But consider it's not the beam, the big old 2x4, that is in your own eye. Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out that speck of dust in your eye, and behold, the beam is in your eye. Thou hypocrite! We talked about hypocrites yesterday. What was Christ saying in the book of Luke? Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, speaking to leaders. What he's saying is you've got to practice what you preach. Of course there's judgment. Why was Christ crucified? To appease the judgment of a holy God. There is judgment in society that is right, that establishes or sets a premise or allows peace to be able to prevail, to grow, to produce fruit. The fruit of peace is ultimately prosperity. It's where we prosper, where we can increase if we're in peace. Now, I bring that up to bring a couple of things up. I wrote a blog, I think, last week. It's at constitutionjake.com. You can see it. It's called Obama Sends His Love to the College Kids. If you love me, you got to help me pass this bill. Now, we played it last week, and you heard about it. Of course, if you love me, when Christ says, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his brother, we had a school teacher who's laying down his life for his class and their religious liberties, that could potentially have to sell his house. He says, I don't know if that's what it comes to, that's what I'll do. Notice the president's idea of love, though, is not a willingness to sacrifice for those same kids that he says, I love you back to. What's the sacrifice? What is he laying down on the altar? He's laying you, America, down on the altar for his benefit to show his love to other people. That ain't love. So yes, we have a job as a people in the United States of America. We have a job as preachers, all you preachers. Have a job to lay down the line and decipher what love is and to judge. Police officer watches a drunken fool blaze through downtown at 50 miles an hour in a 20-mile-an-hour zone. And the police officer says, well, you know, I really love that man and I just don't want to judge him. I might offend him. In this article at ConstitutionJake.com, I talked about Obama's love, and I used a scripture verse. I submitted it to be published, and this particular source had published a handful of my, 400-word, I don't know what you'd call it, articles. There we go. But there's a new editor now, and this is what he said. Sometimes good examples work better to deliver your message than scripture can. Okay? I'm getting to something here. Some readers instantly shut down when they hear a Bible verse. Why? Man, when I see that Bible verse, I say, yes, there's a man not afraid to say it. I can follow him. Then he says, a Bible verse paired with a great worldly example, it can be rhetorically persuasive. Of course, Christ spoke in parables. We don't want to strip you of your creativity and spirit, but we need the articles we post to fit the website's news form. And I understand that, but listen, you know, here's a great example, okay? Why is it that so many people think, well, you know, we can strip the Christian of his Christianity, but there's a councilman, and I only bring this up, it's pretty much, it's not news, but in San Juan Capistrano, California, there's a city councilman who named his dog Muhammad. And what happened is the Muslims in the community and other council members are offended at this and say this man should apologize at the very end of it. He says, we're having a meeting right now where all we're doing is talking about my dog in relation to Islam and how seriously and how important it is to them. But yet we try to strip the Christian of the true meaning. Folks, you're not going to get that with the Sons of Liberty. Christ is our foundation. If you don't like it, you can shut it off, but you're not going to because you do like it. Sons of Liberty Radio, we'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're back again, folks. And as always, I like to do this in the show. We have a Sons of Liberty gift for you to understand, so you can see firsthand what it's like to fight for not only the liberties of America, not only your religious liberties, but to establish God in the society that He has blessed so greatly, called these great United States of America. Now, the question this week is, how many stars were on the original Betsy Ross flag? How many stars on the original Betsy Ross flag? 1-877-807-9977. The flag of these United States. How many stars were on the original? And how many stars, or excuse me, how many stripes were on the original? The number is identical, actually. 1-877-807-9977. And the Sons of Liberty has a gift for you. Back to our topic. The number again is 877-807-9977. How many stars and how many stripes on the original Betsy Ross American flag? Now, this councilman who is being tirated for naming his dog Muhammad, not that even that doesn't even matter. What I'm doing is I'm likening this onto the letter I get back from the editor that says, you know, that you shouldn't use scripture. You know, if you go to B. Dean My War, that's Bradley's Twitter feed, and you're going to love it. He's putting out bite-sized stuff every single day, America, so you can chew on it and say, yes. It's like the little bodybuilding techniques and tricks that you start to put yourself into a habit of doing, and soon you will notice the results. I can assure you, when you read these Twitter feeds at B. Dean My War, you're going to get that same thing as it relates to your liberties. He whose cause we defend will come to the aid of his own. Now, again, getting back to the importance of our foundation. You know our foundation at the Sons of Liberty here. It's God. It's Christ in God. God in Christ. That's it. And that's whose cause we defend. And as John Knox said, he whose cause we defend will come to the aid of his own. We know this is bigger than us. King David knew his enemies were too strong for him and that they hated him. Who did he send out his plea to and stand strong in the boldness and confidence of him? Because he whose cause King David defended came to the aid of his own. And he will on your behalf, if it's his cause. So we don't delineate from our cause. Our cause is God, without which we have no liberty. We have no rights.
Well, you just got to be careful when you're quoting Bible verses. You know, it just might offend somebody. I mean, but don't you dare name your dog Muhammad. Otherwise, you'll have the CAIR, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, requesting, demanding that you apologize for your disrespect towards Islam's Reverend Prophet Muhammad. What am I saying here, folks? Christians take Christianity serious, the real ones, because he whose cause we defend will come to the aid of his own. The Bible says, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you acknowledge me before men, that means with your actions, not just your word and your Jesus t-shirts, or appearing once a week to save face, or having a prayer meeting with 30,000 people, yet your life is contrary and filled with hypocrisy. You won't even lift up the name Christ when you pray. Is that what Christ is talking about, acknowledging him? No. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I heard this morning, and I think this is a great one too. Again, you can find this on the Twitter feed, ConstitutionJM, if you're a Twitterer. If you're not taking flack, you're not over the target. This is what the armed forces say, those that fly in jets and airplanes, helicopters. If you're not taking flack, you're not over the target. Doesn't that tell us something? If we're not getting any flack, we're not anywhere near making a threat to those things that we speak of on a regular basis, those things that the talking heads are talking about all the time. If you're not taking flack, you're not over the target. And know this, folks, the more effective you are, the more flack you will get. I'm going to switch a little bit, but this is all in line. Remember, judge not lest you be judged. This radio program is all about judgment. But first, the judgment that Christ wrought in our hearts towards him. Now, again, now this is not a tricky question, and I'm still not certain why nobody has called in to claim their prize on this one. How many stripes were on the original American flag? How many stars are on the Betsy Ross flag? It's the identical number. 1-877-807-9977. And maybe you want to talk to me about the topic that we're addressing right now. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I just got an email this morning from Mr. Michael Perutka at IOTCOnline.com. That's Institute on the Constitution. We teach one of his Constitution courses every Tuesday here in the state of Minnesota. And we actually Skype as well. So we've had people that have taken it online with us, and they're present in the class. There's a graduation for it. It's a 12-week course. Folks, if you want to get educated on your Constitution, let's get it. Let's stop talking about it. It's here. It's available. Go to ConstitutionCourse.com. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Right on the right-hand side of our front page, click on the Constitution course. We're starting another class, incidentally, on November 29th. We're going to be rerunning through another 12-week course. For all those that enroll in the course, there is a fee for that course. But if you want to go through it again, it's absolutely free. You can go through it for the rest of your life. As long as we're offering it, it's free of charge for you. Learn as much as you want. Do as much good as you can and learn as much as you can. You are free to do that in this nation. Incidentally, you're not in many other nations. But I got this... After the debates yesterday, I'm assuming Michael was watching these debates, and he said, last week I had two household guests. I'll just listen to this. I love the way that Michael lays it out because it just brings revelation. It's like it opens bubbles of revelation in your heart. One was a former classmate who now lives in Florida. The other was an old friend who hails from New Hampshire. We talked about many things. At one point, we talked about the weather in my home state of Maryland, so he lives right in between the two. As you might have guessed, one of them said the weather was too cool. Probably be somebody from Florida, right? Because it's hot down there. The other claimed to be uncomfortable by how warm it was. Well, that would probably be the one who's from New Hampshire. When I looked at my thermostat, it read 75 degrees Fahrenheit, which is just the right temperature for me, and we call in what we call the land of pleasant living. Michael loves his state. Now, this struck me as a very practical example, he continues, of what we see in political theater.
Now notice, this is in the event of the debates last night. You see, too warm and too cool are relative terms, like liberal and conservative. They don't have any reliable meaning. I mean, what is too cool? Is there a number attached to it? What's too hot? In contrast, the term 75 degrees Fahrenheit refers to a fixed standard, something that can be measured and relied upon. When we watch the Republican candidates talk about the need for limited government, quote unquote, it means nothing real or measurable. I mean, what does it mean? What you tell me limited government. So what is your idea of what limited government is?
Well, it's definitely not what Obama has.
Okay, well, actually, what Obama has is something fixed. We know what that is, and it's definitely not limited government. But when you throw that term in there, can you be more specific? What do you mean by that? Don't dance around and say all these wonderful ideas that you have and then pin Obama as the bad guy again. I mean, it's an easy card out. Its meaning has nothing real or measurable unless they are willing to limit government by the fixed standard of, and here it comes, God's law.
Oh, we can't do that.
The Declaration of Independence does. The Declaration refers to that fixed standard as the law of nature and nature's, God. And unless they're willing to declare that Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution establishes the limit.
Well, we need to revamp the EPA.
And you know what? There may be some use for that. So that could be a correct statement.
Well, we need to revamp the education system. We need to revamp Obamacare.
Article 1, Section 8. There's your limitations. Not we need to fix the out-of-control government. We need to dismantle portions of it. Get rid of them. Not fix them. And I appreciated what Herman Cain said about that. They're referring to when they say limited government, what are they telling us? Anything meaningful or committing to the American view as their political philosophy? They are just blowing hot air, or cool air, depending on your relative point of view. That was Michael Anthony Peruca. Thought it was a great observation. Well, that's too harsh. That's too critical. Isn't it time that we be that? You know, I watched an interview afterwards, and this happened to be, I believe it was Congresswoman Bachman. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure, on Hannity. And she said, you know, we don't have to settle right now. We don't need to be moderate. We need to be who we say we are. This issue is, it's being handed to us right now to make a difference, not to maintain the status quo. Why are we not being bold on making those differences that we tout so loudly that we write in our books? Not relying upon an unfixed standard, but a very fixed standard that we will even hold ourselves accountable to. Folks, we're going to be right back, and we're actually going to play a clip from that debate, and we're going to discuss that for a moment. You've got the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Last year, more than 16,000 children of illegals, young people in Texas, took advantage of your in-state tuition rate. Speak to that issue, and just generally, how do you feel being criticized by a number of these other candidates on the stage for being too soft on immigration, sir?
Well, I feel pretty normal getting criticized by these folks, but the fact of the matter is this. There is nobody on this stage who has spent more time working on border security than I have. For a decade, I've been the governor of a state with a 1,200-mile border with Mexico. We put $400 million of our taxpayer money into securing that border. We've got our Texas Ranger recon teams there now. I supported Arizona's immigration law by joining in that lawsuit to defend it. Every day, I have Texans on that border that are doing their job. But if you say that we should not educate children who have come into our state for no other reason than they've been brought there by no fault of their own, I don't think you have a heart. We need to be educating these children because they will become a drag on our society. I think that's what Texans wanted to do. Out of 181 members of the Texas legislature, when this issue came up, only 4 dissenting votes. This was a state issue. Texans voted on it, and I still support it greatly.
Okay, now just to get clarity on what Mr. Perry is saying, we're bringing this up again because we just talked about the debates. We talked about a non-fixed standard, how people talk around the issues, and how expert they become at it. Now, I want you to take note to this, and I'm using the word again, judge not lest ye be judged. Matthew 7, judge not lest ye be judged. A little bit further on in the context of judging not lest ye be judged, Jesus says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing,
but inwardly they are ravening wolves. In other words, they look a certain way, they appear a certain way, they speak a certain way, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. I want you to put your discernment on. What are these candidates really saying? What are people really saying? What is your school board really saying? Pick an example in your life. You've got to understand, we can only put our trust in one source. The objective is not to demonize everybody and to look at them with paranoia. Like it's a conspiracy. Is that the Bilderbergers? And then you start to hear violins in your mind. That's not the purpose or the point. But the point is not to be so naive, to take everything at face value and go to sleep in apathy. The Texas law allows non-citizens, children of illegal immigrants, to have the Texas in-state tuition credit, which means somebody in a neighboring state, or say like a state of Florida or New Mexico or Minnesota for that matter, wants to come to Texas, they pay more than an illegal alien's children would pay in Texas. Now, he would give you the appearance that we need to educate these children and help them. It's not their fault that they got where they're at. Santorum stood up and said, yes, that is true. No, he didn't say that is true. He said, nobody is saying that we don't educate children. What we are saying is you don't give a benefit to an illegal. Because then what does that do? Now, everybody's used a mouse trap before. Why do mice go into the trap? Has anybody ever spilt something in their kitchen, like a sticky substance? What does that attract? It's a benefit to an ant. It's a benefit to a rodent. Boy, I can just hear it now. Why do the birds gather around something that's dead on the side of the road? There is something there. There is a benefit for them. If we keep continuing to extend benefits rather than exalting the law, guess what we're going to get? Lawbreakers that are rewarded for breaking the law. That is the point. None of this fancy tongue talking around the issues and, oh, if you say that we shouldn't educate our children who come to our state for no other reason than they've been brought here by no fault of their own, then I say you don't have a heart. You bet. How dare you say that I'm wrong for extending benefits to illegals and their children? Hey, I wonder what state the illegals are going to illegally come into. Hey, got a good idea. We go into Texas. We don't have to be citizens here, and our kids can get a good education. Is that not bait? Yes! Judge not, lest you be judged. Even so, every good tree brings good fruit, Christ said. But a corrupt tree brings forth what? Corrupt fruit. And then he goes on to say, okay, now you need to make a judgment, okay? I was mowing the lawn yesterday. We have an apple tree, and an apple fell off. It was on the ground. And I turned the apple over, and I looked at it. And there had been bugs inside of that apple. Guess what I judged in my mind? Did I grab that apple and take a bite? No! I said, this is bad fruit. I judged that fruit. And you folks need to judge. Because a good tree brings forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree brings forth corrupt fruit. Every tree that brings not good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire, which is where we can place. We can itemize. We can compartmentalize. We can compartmentalize good from evil and differentiate the two of them. We need to stand strong on these issues. We need to stand strong on these issues. You know, we had a caller 2 days ago. As a matter of fact, any callers in Texas that would like to comment to this, because Perry used his position to say that 181 members of the Texas legislature, when the issue came up, there was only 4 dissenting votes. So in other words, he said, I went with the people's representatives. Now, as you all understand, in a republic, that's why a republic is set up this way, because it can thwart the mobs, as our founders like to call it. The majority. It can do that. Because again, mobs can get caught up in passion and emotion pretty quick. I mean, just throw out a popular YouTube video. Have Susan Boyles do a little YouTube video, and everybody in the world loves her immediately. Doesn't know anything about her moral character, and I'm not saying it's bad or good, but what I'm showing you is that emotions can get caught up. We can get whooped up into a mob and do something that in the long term could eventually destroy us. So Perry could have easily vetoed that bill, and that's the job of a governor to do that. But he didn't, and he embraced the majority here. And there's nothing wrong with even taking that stance, but on this principal issue, there is. You know it by its fruit. You want to offer incentives to people to break the law, to come to your state?
Well, that's not what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Judy from Texas called yesterday, and she was talking about this very problem, this very issue. So if you're in Texas right now and you want to comment on this and how this bill came to pass, maybe you want to justify Mr. Perry, maybe you don't, 877-807-9977. But we will rightly divide if this is good or not good for your nation for its liberties. 1-877-807-9977. And more importantly, what it's about doing is keeping those in check that govern over you. That is the job and the purpose of every American. It is our duty, as Jefferson said. Now, I want to bring up 877-807-9977, and I'll come back to this if you want, folks. But I want to bring up this Alabama city to let nonviolent criminals choose jail or weekly church attendance. I saw that this morning. I thought, hey, now that is an idea. What good does a criminal do going to a jail system? And I'm not saying that some criminals don't turn around there, but what good does it do for you and I to pay for a criminal to sit in jail, to eat his meals, to have his clothing provided for him, he gets showers, etc.? What good does that do? Is that a drain on the state or is that a help to the state? It's obviously a drain. So what this city says is, hey, we're going to give these criminals, you know, these are low offending criminals, we're going to give them the opportunity to attend weekly church services or stay in jail. Now, what would be the purpose of that? I'll tell you what the purpose of that, because it's the purpose of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the purpose of the church in this country to provide virtue and to provide a redemptive spirit where your neighbor loves you because he loves God first, and God commands him to love you as he loves himself. So would our criminals be better to sit their term sentence out, go back into society only to do the same thing, or to have a redeemed heart? I would say a redeemed heart. I would say one who is converted, that turns his life around, and now he becomes a blessing with a vengeance to that community which he was accursed to for so many years. Nonviolent offenders in Bay Minette, Alabama, are going to face a choice. Either go to jail and pay a fine, or go to church every Sunday for 1 year. This new policy, which begins next week, folks, it's happening right now. See, this is what I'm telling you. You think the AP picked this up? I better make sure. Do you think NBC picked this up? Do you think the major networks picked this up and said, look at this great program of redemption in this community? You think they're going to cover it? No, they're going to try to bend some type of statistically to make it seem like, oh, look at this disaster. See, people can't be helped with church and God. Oh, yes, they can. And people in cities all over the country know it to be true. And know it to be a fact, and they're willing to apply it to their own systems of law because they want redemption. They don't want criminals draining society anymore. They've already offended society. They've already drained society when they commit their crimes. Now we don't need to sit and take care of them only to release them on a certain day when their heart is not changed for them to offend again. Religion and morality, Washington said as he wrote a letter to pastors thanking them for their contributions to our country. Jefferson, even his own letter to the Danbury Baptists, speaking the same way, had such great respect for religious liberties in the state of Virginia that he championed it. It's on his headstone. The initiative called Operation Restore Our Community will allow misdemeanor offenders to opt for church worship rather than jail. The concept is simple. If they complete the one-year church program, their cause will be dismissed. Now, guess what? Those preachers in those churches better be doing their jobs. Because once that criminal comes in, this is a prime opportunity. Now, I may step on some toes here because some folks don't like the law. Well, we're not under the law. That's the Old Testament. The law is the schoolmaster to bring you to Christ. When the woman was caught in adultery, the law brought her to Christ. It was death for her until she met that Redeemer. And that Redeemer spoke to her in pardon and mercy and said, go and sin no more. That is what we need in society. And I high five, and so should you, that city of Bay Minette in Alabama. We'll be back with you, Sons of Liberty Radio, for a final segment. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and memes of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, I saved the best for last, and I think you're going to agree with me. This goes back to our state of Texas again. Different topic entirely. As a matter of fact, pretty shocking this morning when I saw it. For all of you listening, I think you'll have some comments on this one. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. By the way, I guess my question was a little too tough. How many stripes were on the original American flag? How many stars on the Betsy Ross? 13. Representing the what? 13 stripes, 13 stars. I'll give you a final shot at it. What did they represent? 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Remember we said earlier, if you're not taking flack, you're not over the target. And the more effective you are, the more flack you will get. You can find that at Constitution Jam on the Twitter feeds. Now, again, as Christ said to us, judge not, lest you be judged. And then in the same chapter, he says, every good tree brings forth good fruit. Every bad tree brings forth bad fruit. Corrupt, actually, was the specific word there. And he said, wherefore, by their fruits, you shall know them. That's been the vein of this show. And boy, oh boy, folks, is it the truth. Now, we're going to a high school in Western Hills High School in Fort Worth, Texas. Good old conservative Bible Belt, Texas. This young man's name is Dakota Ary, A-R-Y. He was in his German class. And what happened is he was reprimanded
for telling another student that he believes homosexuality is wrong. I'm going to talk about free speech for just a second. What is free speech? The right given to you by God to speak your beliefs, your conscience, as it pertains to law. It has to be within those parameters. You don't have freedom to curse, blaspheme, etc. That does not happen in other countries, though. There is much stricter parameters. Freedom to exercise your religion. Exercise means to do. We've got Christine from Kentucky. She wants to answer the question. Christina, what is the purpose of those 13 stars and 13 stripes? What do they signify?
The 13 colonies.
You got that right. Now, that was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Very easy.
Now, why in the world didn't you call in and tell me there was 13 stripes on the flag?
Because I accidentally called the wrong number the first time.
Oh, you did? So you were waiting for me to give that number again. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Now, we've got a gift for you. I'm going to put you back on hold. Christine, can you tell me in Kentucky right now, what is an issue that is near and dear to your heart that you are championing? Are you a mother?
Yes.
Amen.
I'm currently trying to avoid having my children vaccinated.
Okay.
But I'm new to all this. I just kind of woke up recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been a Christian my entire life, and I'm sorry, I got a cold.
That's okay.
I'm doing a lot of mission work right now. I'm just trying to spread the good news. That's the mission I'm on, basically.
Amen, sister. And you've got a family you're raising in the meantime, so you're duplicating yourself, right?
Right, yes.
Now, what do you feel about Mr. Perry's decision to create an executive order in Texas to take away that liberty from the parent and make mandatory vaccines for little 14-year-old girls? How do you feel about that? Does that encroach upon your civil liberties?
Oh, definitely. It makes me irate to think that somebody might be able to eventually do that to my child, but... You know, to think that there's millions of other children who will be affected, it just blows my mind.
You know what, Christina? That's why we need you in Kentucky. Again, I'm going to put you on hold and send you back to Carrie. We have a gift for you. That's why we need you in Kentucky championing these causes, these Christian causes, so that our liberties don't dissipate, and then we are left scratching our heads saying, how did that happen? Thank you very much for joining us, Christina. Christina in Kentucky. Got the question right. She had the wrong phone number, as she would have known. There was 13 stripes, 13 stars that represented our 13 colonies. We always need to learn history, folks. If we don't know where we came from, we don't know where we're going. Back to Dakota Ari in high school in Western Hills, told one of his fellow students that he thought homosexuality is wrong. I don't care about the topic here, folks, and there's nothing wrong with this topic. But that's all he said. It wasn't directed to anybody except for his friend who was sitting behind him, he said. Now, something you don't know about this young man is he's a 14-year-old. He's very well-grounded. I believe he's even an honor student. Yes, he's an honor student.
That sounds like a troublemaker to me. I mean, he's 14. He's an honor student. Regular churchgoer. That's the material of a homegrown terrorist. That's what it is. I'm telling you right now, you need to get those 14-year-old honor students that go to church that believe that the institution of marriage is between a man and a woman. Those are terrorists right there, I'm telling you now. And we're going to eradicate them. We're heading for the 14-year-old boys in school. They don't have the liberty to speak that kind of nonsense. Who do they think they are?
I mean, if you think I sound stupid right now, that's exactly what this school did. And you know what? Good for this mother and this son. This is what happened. He told this to his friend. The teacher started yelling at him. Good yell! Scream! Show America your folly and stupidity. He told me he was going to write me an infraction and send me to the office. A 14-year-old honor student boy for saying he doesn't believe homosexuality is right. He thought it was wrong. A crime against nature which agrees with the laws throughout our country. It agrees with nature and agrees with the God who gave us nature.
But this teacher is going to give him an infraction.
And then maybe he'll get a representative from the state of Massachusetts to jump on his side. And then they'll start a rally coalition.
where they get two whole people from every state and show their big bad numbers about how they want to beat up little 14-year-old kids who say bad things about their behavior.
Dakota Ari, yeah, folks, this doesn't stop at preachers. This doesn't stop at Christians. They're not stopping. They're going for 14-year-old kids, too. Does this show you what's behind the mask? Tell me about love and tolerance, man.
There it is. Right here. Right at Western Hills High School in Fort Worth. Folks, give them pressure. Everybody listening right now in Texas, give them pressure. You will not stand for this garbage. A 14-year-old kid. That doesn't matter if he's 85. I don't care. But the point is, they don't stop.
After hearing the student's explanation, the assistant principal reduced the punishment. He got a 2-day in-school suspension for saying he thought homosexuality was wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, maybe I didn't see the rules on the wall. Before you walk into a school, you forfeit your right of freedom of speech. This is true freedom, folks. This young boy was not cursing. He did not jump on his desk and start swearing at the teacher. You know, kids get in less trouble for that across this country than this young man got for stating his religious beliefs? 14. I'm going to keep saying it. They don't stop. It wouldn't matter if this kid was 6. They'd have this kid paraded around the town and thrown in jail. There is no end to their resolve. They don't stop, folks. They're sick in the head. To keep going, the assistant principal, being the loving, gracious, tolerant principal that he is, said, "Oh, listen, if you tell your views in the high school here, we're not going to give you 2 days of in-school suspension. Why, that's madness. I'm going to make an executive decision. I am going to knock that punishment down to 1 day."
I can just see the mother saying, "What? That's your resolve? You're going to stand behind a teacher that reprimands, embarrasses a 14-year-old kid in his classroom, gives him 2 days in-school suspension, and your resolve, this is how you take control in the helm? Who are the problems in these schools?" Well, we've identified 3 parties right now, folks, A, B, and C. Now, you tell me which party is the problem in this high school in Texas, Western Hills High School. Is it A, the 14-year-old student who is an honor student, has never gotten in trouble in school, doesn't swear, doesn't disrupt the classroom, is having a conversation with his friend about his religious beliefs? Is he the problem? Or is it B, an irate lunatic teacher who jumps up and says, "I'm going to write you up an infraction and send you to the office for saying your religious beliefs to your friend in school"? Is he the problem? Or is it the principal who says, "Yeah, we know Smokey Joe over there in history class or in German class gets a little out of hand, so we're just going to knock your infraction to 1 day in school suspension"? Judge not, lest you be judged. Folks, you need to judge. You need to judge. You don't tolerate this in your own life. Don't tolerate it in the life of your community. Just like Christina in Kentucky, she's not tolerating it in her community. And folks, you're all over this country. You stop tolerating, they'll stop their aggression. And we will have liberty. God bless you. Have an awesome weekend. Remember to tune in tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll see you then.